When Ed and Lorraine Warren investigated the house at 112 Ocean Avenue, Ed was convinced there was evil present. Could the evil have been connected to what are known to demonologists and exorcists as contact objects? And could that object have been the house or the grounds themselves? Recall what Ed Warren said about the house.
Father Pecoraro told me about an experience he had when he left the house. Mm-hmm. He went back to his rectory. He was up in his room. Suddenly the room became icy cold. Ghost lights were shooting all over the place, and a deep, harsh, growling voice occurred in that room. He's seen what he described as a lizard-like creature. Now, as a demonologist, I have seen diabolical. In fact, at one time, I had seen 43 of them. I knew exactly what he was talking about. It's something that you can't describe to anybody. It's something that's from another world. Mm-hmm. And as he described that, you could see the terror in this man's face.
The DeFeo's dog had begun barking shortly after 3:15 a.m. The Marlin 336 rifle is still sold today and is marketed as America's Deer Slayer. Is 38 and a half inches long, weighs 7 pounds, and fired a Remington 35 caliber bullet. Here is what the gun sounds like being fired in an open air shooting range, then an indoor range.
It should have been heard. That shot should have been heard. Those 7 shots, I believe the father was shot twice.
Note that all the men shooting the Marlin 336 are wearing protective ear coverings, as are all the spectators watching the indoor and outdoor firing demonstration, giving credibility to Ralph's suspicion that there is no natural explanation as to why no one heard the 8 shots that killed the DeFeo family. 12 hours later, at 3:30 p.m., Ronald DeFeo Jr. shows up for the first time at Henry's Bar, just down the street from the DeFeo home, nicknamed High Hopes. He stays for an hour and a half, leaves, then returns at 6 p.m., has a drink, then leaves again. At 6:30 p.m., DeFeo returns, frantically shouting to the men at the bar and the bartender to come back to his parents' house with him because he was afraid something had happened to his parents. The men raced down the street and into his parents' house. No one knows just then that the town of Amityville, New York, has just enjoyed its last minute of anonymity.